Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you from Madison on Devil Radio from Waukesha on the Shaw. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and it's being made in Ukraine. The Ruskies say that they are massing for a ground invasion in the Donbas region in eastern Ukraine. They brought in tens of thousands of troops in Mariupol, the city that they have bombed incessantly and murdered people in for weeks, has about 1,000 Ukrainian fighters holed up in a steel factory. The officer in charge of the Ruskies is the butcher of Aleppo, a sadist. His calling card is to butcher civilians, including women and children. He's an animal. They also have Wagner Group mercenaries who are butchers. And they have Chechenian Islamic terrorists and Syrian Islamic terrorists ready to invade Mariupol. The West is making a serious mistake. NATO is making a serious mistake. The United States is making a serious mistake by not getting heavier weapons, offensive weapons to Ukraine earlier, and even now, not giving them air cover and airplanes. There are 70 MiGs, serviceable MiGs, in the hands of NATO because of prior Warsaw Pact countries like Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, Slovakia, who kept them after they switched from Warsaw Pact to NATO. Ukrainian pilots are very good. They want them. If there were 70 planes swooping down over Mariupol, Ukraine is about the size of Texas, so it's not a small area, but it's not like the United States. They can get there very quickly. And just a missile attack, bombing attack on any amphibious troops trying to come ashore from the Black Sea, any concentration of Russian soldiers, and NATO and the United States won't do it. Why won't NATO and the United States won't do it? Why won't they do it? NATO is partially wobbly. France and Germany, the centerpieces of NATO in Central Europe and Western Europe, are afraid of the Ruskies. For one thing, they're still using Rusky oil and natural gas. Europe pays Moscow $1 billion a day, that's a B, for natural gas and oil. That's $365 billion a year, and that is funding the Ukraine war. And the Germans don't care about Ukraine. Remember that the Nazi army invaded Ukraine back in the 1940s and murdered millions of people. They set out to murder Slavic people is what it was. Stalin and Hitler entered into a pact at the beginning of the Second World War to divide up Europe and butcher it. Stalin was a murderer. He killed 20 million people. There are Nazi inclinations in Russia, authoritarian, vicious inclinations in Russia. Now, in Germany, after defeat in two world wars and after occupation by the Russians from 1945 to about 1990 or 91, the Germans were acclimated to authoritarianism, and they didn't need much acclimating because that is in their political DNA. The Stasi, a vicious secret police, ruled East Germany for all those times, from 45 to 1991, and Putin was one of the heads of it in Germany. His daughter, one of his daughters, was born in Germany. So Germany doesn't care about Ukraine. Germany in the 40s went in and killed millions of people in Ukraine. The fact that Russia is killing millions now, it doesn't bother them at all. There are parades in Germany where thousands of people carry Russian flags. They don't object to authoritarianism. They go along as members of the EU and NATO with US initiatives dragging their feet. France has a presidential election this coming Sunday, the 24th, where Macron, Emmanuel Macron and Marie Le Pen are locked in a very tight race. Macron is ahead by a few points. Marie Le Pen is the right winger. They call her Moscow's fangirl, the Russian fangirl, Putin's roadie. She's still paying off a loan from Russia for her last campaign. She's a Russian shill, exactly like Trump. Trump was financed by the Ruskies for more than 20 years. He's on the take from the Ruskies. In that race, it's essential that Macron win. And Macron isn't rocking the boat right now. And Germany and France are not sending the kinds of military support to Ukraine they should be. The UK is, but they don't have the same firepower as Germany and the United States. And it's the United States. And why won't Biden send the planes? How many times in the show do we have to go, Joe, send the planes? Because the Republican Party in this country has betrayed our country, and the leadership are pro-Putin. The leadership are pro-Putin. Trump is pro-Putin. Trump is pro-Putin. He put out a statement yesterday going, why can't we get along? There should be negotiation. That was the lying, sniveliest, weakest thing I've ever heard anybody say. You have a genocidal sadist going in to kill people, and he's laying blame on both sides to try to make it look like he's not in Putin's back pocket. It was disgusting, quite frankly. But to get back what's going on in eastern Ukraine, those 1,000 people, those soldiers are going to be wiped out. The butcher of Aleppo, the sadist general, is simply going to go in, and he keeps bombing, and there's no response because we have not given them the kind of air power and the kind of artillery power they need to stop it. And Biden is afraid that somehow the alliance in NATO, that he has done a magnificent job putting together on economic sanctions, and frankly, a magnificent job in getting them collectively to go against Russia, at least on paper, at least lip service, about the invasion of Ukraine. He's afraid to jeopardize that as he's being knifed in the back by Trump, Tucker Carlson, Mike Pompeo, Josh Hawley, and the other lowlifes in the treasonous Republican leadership. Let me tell you, I'm going to give you some advice, Joe. I was your earliest supporter in the state. Everybody in the state, practically in the Democratic Party, and most people listening to the station, were for Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren. I held debate watch parties for Joe Biden. I think he's a good man. I also think he was the only Democrat that could have beaten Trump. And now I got some advice from a supporter. Send the planes. Get heavy artillery into eastern Ukraine, kill Russians, kill a lot of Russians. There's almost a defeatist sentiment in NATO and in parts of the Biden administration because they're being attacked by Republicans from the back, that they should just give them enough to keep it a stalemate. Just give them enough to not anger Putin. Putin is a genocidal sadist. It's not a matter of angering a genocidal sadist. You've got to kill a genocidal sadist. And that leads me to another thing. People in the media talk about, well, they're pounding Mariupol. Well, they're mopping up. These are all euphemisms that really betray the reality. They're torturing people. They're murdering children. They're murdering women. They're torturing them. They're raping them. One of the instruments of warfare in Africa and by the Russian troops is rape, mass rape. When they went into East Germany, they spent a month or more just raping every German woman they could find from the age of 12 up. They're doing that in Ukraine right now. And the sadistic Chechenian Muslims and Syrian Muslims take special pleasure in it, to be able to invade a Christian nation in Europe. And the animals in Russia are putting up with this. Why do I even have to say these things? Let me tell you what I think we should do. Yank every visa for every Ruski in this country right now. There are over 40 NHL players, hockey league. Throw them out immediately. Hunt them down and throw them out. Throw out every musician, every conductor, every speed skater, every athlete, every gymnast, every professor, every student. Throw them out. They are detritus, human detritus. We don't want them. People go, oh, well, the Russian people. There are very many fine Russian people. I met many of them in my trip to Moscow and St. Petersburg in 1997 with the Justice Department. But they are being killed themselves or deserting Russia. You have Navalny and you have these other people. They're great. But by and large, everybody over there smirks and goes, oh, well. Well, no, not oh, well. Hunt them like dogs, throw them out. Track all of the oligarchs. Why are we simply taking their yachts? Why are we not executing the oligarchs? Wherever their fat carcasses are lying on a beach, take it to them. Take it to them. Take it to Russia. Let them know we don't want them. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
It's God made black and white. What's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Listen. Go to tell that long tongue liar. WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Join Native Roots Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. for updates about Native news, culture, and activism. The 7 o'clock hour is for local programming, including the Paul Revere Show on Mondays, Busted Pencils on Tuesdays, and the Up North Podcast on Wednesdays. Always streaming at WAUK Radio.